All right, good morning, everybody. Wow, what a wild night last night. If you're driving around this morning, lots of tree limbs, lots of tree branches, lots of leaves. We have lots of power outages. Just notified Brent Colley, First Selectman of Sharon. A tree is over the road on Sharon Mountain Road, just south of Deer Run. And there's wires and stuff that's also there, so be careful about that. I think Route 7 and 44 up in North Canaan had the same problem. So be careful if you're out there this morning, and if you run across any of those things, don't get out yourself. Just report it via the cell phone to the power company Eversource, or to, if you're in New York, and also 911. All right, but you don't want to take a chance and head out there and inadvertently electrocute yourself. All right, with that being said, it's time to bring in the electricity of Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning, Marshall. And unfortunately, no surprises.
No, and we had rain that started in the afternoon, but then the heavier rain came on in when it was probably, I'll say, close to 5:30, 6 o'clock. And then at about 1:30 in the morning, ba-boom, just intense wind, incredibly heavy rain. Lots of power outages up here. As I said, in Sharon and North Canaan, you have to be careful. Also, Weebatuck schools are on a two-hour delay due to power outages and tree limbs down. So it got really windy last night, really windy.
That was with the cold front. Kept me up all night because kept Shirley up. Shirley doesn't like the wind, yeah. And not an easy night, and not an easy afternoon either. There were tornado warnings and stuff like that down in Pennsylvania and Delaware that I had to deal with. But we dealt with it. The front's through. It's windy. It's colder today. The sun comes out. We're in the 50s and falling. And tonight, frosty with calm winds, 25 to 30, sunny, brisk, 50 Saturday, partly sunny, 50 to 55 Sunday, sunny, low 50s Monday, partly sunny in the 50s. On Tuesday, election day.
All right, so it looks like the Sharon Audubon Kids Day is going to be A-okay.
Yeah, everything is fine from this point on, really. Not much in the way of any precipitation seen into Tuesday.
All right, so now we have to do our snowfall prediction. First measurable snowfall.
And it, right.
And it's November 1st, so we have to do it.
Right.
No.
I'll go first. I'm still thinking mid-November. And because I'm torn between like the 13th and the 17th, I'm going to go right in the middle. I'll say the 15th of November.
Well, it's funny because I picked 2-2, 11-22. So I picked November 22nd.
So you're the week after me.
Yeah.
I picked the Friday. You picked the Friday after.
Yeah. I picked the double twos, and we'll have to see what happens.
What did Jill pick?
Jill doesn't pick. She doesn't play this game. She doesn't play this game.
She don't like this game.
She only plays the serious games.
Okay. All righty. Yeah. So anyhow, that was that, and I'm glad that's all done. And I think Chicago wound up with like a couple of inches of snow yesterday, and now it's just going to be cool the way it should be. And the clocks go back 1 hour Saturday night before you go to sleep.
Yeah, 2 o'clock in the morning on Sunday morning, if you're up, put the clocks back. But you don't You don't have to do that now anymore, really. Between all the iPads, the iPhones, the Android plan, everything automatically goes back. Now here at the radio station, we do have three clocks that have to be turned back. You know, they're just big standard sweep clocks that they have to be manually turned back.
Well, here in the weather center, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I do have to count them. 6. Do I have any behind me? 6. So I have 6 battery powered clocks that all have to be turned back. Oh, 7. 7 battery clocks that will have to be turned back. A couple of them publicized that, you know, they automatically adjust for daylight savings and standard time. That's baloney. It never does. And I have it enabled, so I don't know why. And that's it. The computers do their own thing. So 7 clocks here, not including the clocks in the house. That was one thing that really did get me when I went to to Chatham in the summer. Joanne and Vinny don't have 1 clock in their house. Not one. And I said to her, why don't you have a clock? She said, who needs it? We have our cell phone. I said, you have your cell phone? Do you have to carry your cell phone around? She goes, well, most of the time we do. I said, I'm sorry, but I'm from the, you know, I said, my whole life is a clock, and I can't believe that you don't have 1 clock, not even in your living room or your dining room. I can't imagine how many clocks I have to this house. I don't know about you, Marcia, but there's not one room in this house that does not have a clock.
I have, I have a clock in my bedroom. I have a clock in the kitchen. I have a clock in the living room. And yes, I even have a clock in my bathroom.
So do I.
And here at the station, in the main studio, we have 1, 2, 3 digital clocks, 1 analog clock for the production room, and then a sweep clock. In Jill's studio, she's got an analog clock, big sweep face, and the production newsroom, big analog clock, sweep face. We have 5 clocks that need to be adjusted here on Sunday morning. But other than that, all the computers and all the iPads and stuff like that, they all do it automatically. But yeah, I don't know how you. Well, yeah, we live on time, so we have to know what time it is.
Right, we do. Yeah.
Now it's funny. We have our own internal clocks. That's what people don't understand. When you live on time for real, you develop an internal clock. You do.
Right.
But you still need the clocks around you. I mean, the clocks were invented for a reason.
I totally agree with you, you're probably going to get a laugh about this one off this topic of clocks. I noticed a couple of days ago, I said, I was scratching my right arm. It was itching. And I said, you know, if it was the palm of my hand, my mom would tell me that means I'm coming into money. I said, well, it's not. It's the top of my hand. And then I even had a little bit of an itch on my back. So this morning when I woke up, I had an itch on my finger. And I look. And I said, this can't be. It looks to me like poison ivy. And I'm thinking. I guarantee you that Shirley went into the poison ivy in my backyard. And when I picked her up and was petting her, I got it on some. And now I have a little bit of poison ivy.
Poison ivy in the fall. Heading to winter. Isn't that something?
Isn't that's what I said. You're going to get a kick out of this one. Yeah, hopefully after this weekend, I don't have to worry about that because it should be in that, you know, down around the 32-degree mark all over the place. So that should kill it.
All right. Well, I want you to have a good weekend. Will we speak to you on Monday or Tuesday?
No, Monday.
All right. Well, we will speak to you on Monday. Have a great weekend and stay out of the bushes.
Yeah, thanks, you too.
Goodbye. Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast.